Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 23, Mbombela 25. Die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Kwagube, sê sy neem kennis van die aanvang van die wet op basiese onderwyswette, soos aangekondig deur president Cyril Ramaphosa. Kwagube beklemtoon in 'n verklaring die belangbaarheid van die ontwikkeling van die nasionale regulasies, beleide en norme om die sektor te versterk en gelyke onderwys vir alle leerders te verseker. Sy verduidelik die proses sal openbare raadpleging insluit voordat die wet ten volle in werking gestel word.
It is important that these regulations are developed so that there's legal certainty, adequate safeguards and guidelines for the sector. It is also critical that we maintain the careful balance of power between National Education Department, Provincial Education Departments and public schools as they are represented through the SGBs.
Die N3 tolkonsessie sê die pad word merkwaardig meer en meer gebruik die naweek en sal na verwagting dit sal na verwagting nog toeneem tot die einde van naweek. Bestuurshoof Tanya Dugra sê die hoër gebruik van die N3 is meestal in die suidelike rigting op die pad na KwaZulu-Natal toe.
In addition to increased traffic recorded on the route, a number of serious vehicle crashes have been attended to by members of the road incident management system. Alarmingly, more than 80% of these crashes are likely to have been caused due to human errors. Highly visible policing will continue to be the order of the day on the N3 toll route. Stop and search interventions, vehicle roadworthiness checks, and drug and alcohol screening are being conducted all along the route.
Met Oor Tambo Internasionale Lughawe wat homself gereed maak vir die feesseisoen, het die Lughawe Maatskappy van Suid-Afrika internasionale passasiers aangemoedig om minstens 3 ure voor die vlugtyd aan te meld. Die maatskappy moedig plaaslike reisigers aan om 2 ure voor die tyd in te check om seker te maak hulle vermy vertragings. Anastasie Mogobo berig.
Mpofu says the airport has implemented measures to ensure smooth operations during the holiday rush, with the busiest period expected from today until January 15th. She also highlighted that the airport undergoes frequent security audits based on international standards to ensure compliance and the safety of travelers from across the globe. This compliance allows the airport to effectively handle high travel volumes and mitigate potential security risks. Additional staff will be on the ground to assist passengers, and the airport plans to communicate through various platforms to help travelers prepare for their journeys. Anastasia Mogobo, Jacaranda FM News in Kempton Park.
'n Duitse polisieeenheid het 'n Saudi-Arabiese man in hegtenis geneem na hy laasnag met 'n kar in 'n kersmark ingery het. Volgens plaaslike polisie is minstens 2 mense in die voorval dood. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. In Gauteng word daar vandag buie en donderbuie verwag. Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 23, Mbombela 25, Emalahleni 23, Polokwane 24, Rustenburg 26 en Vryheidsgebied 25, Durban 29 en Bloemfontein 25. Eerder 34 en Bega 25. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, our top story this hour, Minister of Education, Siviwe Kwagube, notes the commencement of Bella Act.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Yeah, yeah, we go! Jacaranda FM.
And on my journal to a page, everything hurts me still the same. It's like there's nothing new for me to say. Why, sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went